Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Jizo An Zen Community's Dharma Talks. We are happy to make these recordings available to you. Please consider making a one-time or recurring donation via the link on our webpage found under Become a Member. We thank you wholeheartedly. Gassho.
Dharma, incomparable, profound, and minutely subtle, pervading the entire universe, revealing itself right here, right now. Yet it is rarely experienced, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of eons. We now can see it, we can listen to it, we can express and hold it. May we completely understand and actualize this Tathagata's true meaning. Good evening again, everyone, and welcome again. Every day we're faced with circumstances, with conditions, with causes and effects. Every day we're faced with choices, we're faced with decisions, responses based on whatever circumstances we're faced with, whatever unfolds in life. And every day we encounter an ocean of suffering and an ocean of Dharma. How can we respond to the circumstances and conditions, the choices and decisions that we face moment by moment in the best way possible? So I want to begin this evening by sharing a koan, a classic Zen koan. This koan seems short and simple on the surface, and yet it holds a great deal for us to really consider. This koan comes from the Blue Cliff Record. It is case number 14 from the Blue Cliff Record, and it is titled Yunmen's An Appropriate Response. Yunmen's An Appropriate Response. The koan says, a monk once asked the ancient Chinese Zen master Yunmen, what is the teaching of the whole lifetime of Buddha? Yunmen replied, an appropriate response. These koans, these Zen koans, these teaching stories, these encounters that are often so cryptic, so perplexing, so enigmatic, and they're really meant to short circuit or to upend and open up our typical conditioned way of thinking. And it's important to realize with koans, and it's one of the things that I really like about koans, working with koans, that they often raise additional questions and perhaps even more responses because they are so open to how we approach them, how we interpret them each time that we sit with them. This particular koan, Yunmen's An Appropriate Response, this is a very short koan. There's not many words exchanged in this encounter between the monk and the Tang Dynasty master, Zen master, Yunmen, also known as Umon in Japanese. There is a short question that is posed by the monk and a short reply given by Zen master Yunmen. And yet this is a very important koan and an important pointer to what is perhaps the essence of Dharma practice. And so the question that arises is, as with every koan, what might this koan be saying to us? What insight might it be pointing to? I titled my talk this evening, An Appropriate Response, Living with Skillful Means. And this title is perhaps my way of interpreting or unraveling or deciphering what this koan is about, what Master Yunmen's reply is saying to us. And this koan, like most koans, is translated in many different ways, depending on the translator, depending on the teacher. You will see many different translations. You will read many different translations of this koan. In some translations, the question that is posed says, what is the teaching of the Buddha's lifetime? In some translation, it's what are the teachings of a whole lifetime? And likewise, the reply, Yunmen's reply, in some translations, it is an appropriate statement, while in others, it is an appropriate response. And even the title, Yunmen's An Appropriate Response, sometimes you will see translations that say, Yunmen's Facing or Preaching Oneness. I prefer the translation that I shared, where the response, the reply from Zen Master Yunmen is an appropriate response to the question of what is the teaching of the whole lifetime of Buddha. It's interesting to note that the Chinese characters for the words appropriate response consist of three characters. The first character, the first of the three Chinese characters is meeting or facing, meeting or facing. The second character is one, or sometimes translated as each one. And the third character is teaching. And so those three characters for appropriate response, I think they really describe the Buddha's lifetime of teaching. Meeting each one teaching. Meeting each one teaching. In Buddhist cosmology, you will often see or read a reference to the Buddha's 84,000 teachings. In the Mahayana tradition, they're often referred to as the 84,000 Dharma doors. And this is really a metaphor. It's not meant to really be taken as an exact number or a true number, but it's a metaphor for the vastness of the Buddha's teachings. The vastness of his teachings based on circumstances, conditions, and who he was giving a teaching to throughout the entirety of his lifetime. The Buddha offered a great many teachings in his approximately 49 years of teaching following his enlightenment, and he offered those teachings to a wide variety of people based on their needs, on their circumstances, and also their degree of understanding or openness to receiving and applying those teachings that he gave. Suzuki Roshi often translates that appropriate response, those three characters of meeting or facing each teaching. Suzuki Roshi often translated it as the teaching confronts each. The teaching confronts each. Suzuki Roshi said, Buddha's teaching to each of his disciples was accommodated to each disciples' particular temperament, and each situation's particular circumstances. Each teaching was not a doctrine or absolute law, but rather a way of bringing us into balance or harmony. So what is the teaching of the Buddha's lifetime, or the teaching of a whole lifetime? Meeting each being and each moment, and teaching based on what each moment is, what is most conducive to awakening in each and every moment, in each and every situation. For me, what this koan and the metaphor of the Buddha's 84,000 Dharma doors points to is what is known in Zen as upaya, or skillful means. This koan is really speaking to us about upaya, or skillful means. And Zen koans, they often consist of questions and responses. Not always, but many of the koans consist of questions and responses. A question being asked, a response being given. And it's often thought that they represent the relative or conventional aspect of our life, of our existence. And that is often the question. And it also represents the absolute or the ultimate aspect of our reality, of our existence. And that is often the responses, although it's not always this way. Because again, koans are meant to upend our normal way of thinking. But we recently, Sensei and I, began the precepts class, which we're currently offering. We had our first class with the group a little over a week ago, last Monday. We had our first class and we began to talk about the 16 Bodhisattva precepts. These skillful means, this way of living skillfully, which is the teaching of the Buddha's lifetime and of a whole lifetime. And skillful means for me means an appropriate response. Skillful means is an appropriate response. It is continuous and it is endless. It is fluid. It is flexible. It is adaptable. It is meeting each one, meeting each moment. And the entirety of the Buddha's teachings and the teachings of a whole lifetime then can perhaps be said to be about understanding the truth or reality of how we are as beings in the world, living that understanding skillfully, as skillfully as we can, and doing so as a benefit to others. So again, understanding the truth or reality of who we are as beings in the world, living that understanding as skillfully as we can, and doing so as a benefit for others. If we look at the teachings, the Buddha's Four Noble Truths represent that understanding of truth or reality. The Noble Eightfold Path and the Bodhisattva Precepts represent skillful living, living skillfully. And the Bodhisattva ideal, the Bodhisattva vows, which we recite, represent doing so for the benefit of others, doing so for the benefit of all beings. And so what does it mean to live skillfully or to live with skillful means? I want to share a short reading. This is from Tenshin Reb Anderson Roshi, and he's speaking about skillful means. And he repeats the koan. He begins with the koan that I began this talk with. A monk once asked the ancient Chinese Zen master Yunmen, "What is the teaching of the whole lifetime of Buddha?" Yunmen replied, "An appropriate response." These words are simple, but it is often difficult moment by moment to realize what is an appropriate response to the complex and turbulent world in which we live. Fortunately, there are teachings and practices to show us the way in this great endeavor. These practices invite us to enter the mind of Buddha. They are based on the Bodhisattva vow to become a Buddha in order to benefit and liberate all living beings. These practices include the Bodhisattva precepts, the paramitas, and the Noble Eightfold Path. Bodhisattvas, or aspiring bodhisattvas, train in these practices in the conventional or relative world in which we find ourselves. These great practices help us to be kind and compassionate within the limits of our understanding of the world as it appears to us. They help us to offer our compassionate and kind action in the relative world, and at the same time, they train our minds so that we open to wisdom, which is the realization of the ultimate and inconceivable nature of reality. When these practices are perfected by wisdom leaping beyond, they free us from our limited understanding. They help us to realize the place where we really are, the only place from which an appropriate response is fully realized. The Buddha's teachings, the Dharma teachings, are precisely about skillful means. They are about living skillfully in the world, bringing our practice of Zazen, of precepts, of the Noble Eightfold Path, and all of the Buddha's teachings, bringing them to our daily life. the Noble Eightfold Path and the Bodhisattva precepts, as well as other teachings like the Paramitas, really show us how to cultivate and to nurture skillfulness in our daily life, how to apply those teachings in a skillful way in all of our daily endeavors. They are the way or the means, the skillful means, by which we manifest and actualize a life of skillfulness, an appropriate response in our daily experience, responding to what each moment is, what each moment brings. To manifest is to bring forth. To actualize is to make something real. And so we bring the teachings forth in our daily life and make them real in our daily life, doing so in a skillful manner based on what is needed, what is required of us, and what is most conducive to well-being, to compassion, and to awakening moment by moment. Shunryu Suzuki Roshi taught that to skillfully manifest and actualize the teachings, the precepts, in our daily life is becoming yourself. He said, to manifest and actualize the precepts and the teachings in our life is becoming yourself. And what he meant is that we are becoming our true self or our absolute self amid our conventional or relative moment-to-moment reality. John Daido Luri Roshi's definition of upaya, or skillful means, says that they are the forms that the teachings take according to or reflecting their appropriateness to the circumstances in which they appear. Again, forms that the teachings take according to or reflecting their appropriateness to the circumstances in which they appear. An appropriate response, meeting each moment. The Noble Eightfold Path begins with right view or right understanding. And we know that all things are of the nature of impermanence. All things, including each one of us, are subject to constant change, flow, and flux. And our conditioning is such that we easily become attached to what we perceive as very fixed rules, very fixed ideas, forms, etc. in so many aspects of our life. So many aspects of our life, we become attached, we cling to this idea of fixed rules, fixed forms. These fixed ideas of ourselves and these fixed ideas of others. And although the Dharma is eternal and universal, the Dharma is not static. It is never static. It is never fixed. It is never rigid and unbending. The Dharma does not have fixed rules and forms. The Dharma is flexible. It is pliable. It has survived for more than 2.5 millennia and continues to be an infinite source of wisdom, because of its adaptability, because of its flexibility, because of its skillfulness in meeting each moment. And so upaya, or skillful means, also cannot be said to be fixed, static, rigid, and unbending. True skillfulness in our lives cannot be this one-size-fits-all mentality, or a set of rigid rules that we apply at all times and under all conditions and circumstances in the exact way. The Dharma permeates all things. But when we attach ourselves to only one view, our view of the Dharma or of life, to our thinking, we begin to move away from right view, from right understanding. We move further away from seeing the truth of our existence in the world as interconnected and interdependent beings. We become fixated and stuck on these ideas, and we only move further away from truth. We move further away from that right view or right understanding of how we exist and how reality truly is. And many have walked this Dharma path before us and have benefited from these teachings. For thousands of years now, many have benefited from this path. Many have walked the path and many have benefited from the teachings, awakening wisdom and compassion in themselves and in others. But of course, each one of us experiences our own circumstances. We experience our own situations, causes, and conditions that arise as we walk this path and as we experience this constantly unfolding and changing life. We each have our conditioning, all of us without exception. We each have our conditioning, those habitual ways of thinking and doing, those attachments and those stuck points to what I want and how I want it to be, how I think it should be. We all have this. We all experience these attachments to these fixed ideas. We all experience these points where we get stuck in our lives. And it is by applying skillful means in actualizing the Dharma teachings in each moment and each situation that we begin to let go of those attachments to fixed rules, fixed forms and ideas, to this rigid sense of me, this rigid sense of who I am, and therefore this rigid sense of who everyone else is. And so when we open ourselves to the Buddha's 84,000 Dharma doors, to all of these teachings, meeting each moment, we open ourselves to an appropriate response in our life. And this applies every bit as much to our spiritual teachings and practice as it does to all aspects of our daily life. Living and acting skillfully, an appropriate response, requires the cultivation of discernment. What is most conducive to well-being? What is most conducive to harmony? What is most needed in this moment and this situation? What is required of me in this moment, in this situation? When we're only reacting to a situation or circumstances simply from a place of egoic conditioning, then we only create more dissatisfaction. We create more disharmony, dis-ease for ourselves and for others. But when we respond to a situation or circumstance from a place of skillful discernment, we're better able to bring forth an appropriate response. And this quality of discernment is essential. It is absolutely essential to living skillfully in the world, to actualizing the Buddha's teachings, all of these teachings in our daily life, to bringing the precepts into our daily life, the Noble Eightfold Path, the paramitas. This quality of skillful discernment is essential. And what is this discernment? What is this thing that we call discernment? It's defined as the ability to judge well, to recognize fine details, understand things deeply, and make wise, clear-headed decisions by distinguishing between right, wrong, good and bad, truth and error, or even better, best, but often involving insight and wisdom beyond the obvious, beyond dualities, and going beyond surface level understanding to grasp underlying truths and motives. This sounds much like John Dido Lurie's definition of skillful means, forms that the teachings take according to or reflecting their appropriateness to the circumstances in which they appear. It is insight and wisdom going beyond just a surface level understanding. The wonderful Tibetan teacher Pema Chodron says this, and she says this in reference to skillful speech. She's talking about skillful speech, but it's something that can be applied to any action that we take, anything that we do. She says skillful communication is based on discernment. We need discernment to know when it's time to speak and when it's not. When it's time to say firmly, stop it, that's hurtful, or to speak softly and gently. Most of all, we need discernment about ourselves. What triggers or hooks us? How do we reach the point where our discomfort spills out into actions we regret? What calms our agitated mind instead of pouring kerosene on the fire? And this is where I think we can begin to see the great importance of our Zazen practice, of meditation practice, in seeing and cultivating skillful means in our lives. Zazen and the precepts go hand in hand. These two practices are interconnected, they are interdependent. In the precepts class, we talked about how in Buddhist practice, in Dharma teachings, wisdom and compassion are said to be the two wings of the Dharma. They are essential and they are interconnected. Wisdom and compassion, they are the two wings of the Dharma. And I said in that first class that I see this correlation between that teaching of the two wings of the Dharma. I see that in Zazen and the precepts. Zazen and precepts are the two wings of Zen practice, of Zen training, much like wisdom and compassion are the two wings of the Dharma. Zazen representing the wisdom aspect, and precepts or upaya, skillful means, representing compassion. But again, they are interconnected and interdependent, with Zazen also representing at times compassion and precepts representing wisdom. Upaya, skillful means, representing wisdom in our practice. And Zazen is interconnected with the cultivation of skillful means, how we nurture this quality of skillfulness, of skillful discernment in our lives, in our practice. Zazen is essential for cultivating that appropriate response. It's through Zazen practice, through meditation practice, that we begin to see more clearly and realize the teachings and to develop discernment in applying skillful means in our life and in our daily responses. The precepts, the Noble Eightfold Path, the Paramitas, all of the Buddha's teachings, they all come alive in our practice of Zazen, in this practice of meditation, and can then be actualized or made real in the world. Which is also to say that our Zazen comes alive in our daily life by actualizing these practices, by bringing them skillfully into our daily life, applying them to an appropriate response, moment by moment, meeting each moment, meeting each situation as it is, as it unfolds. Because it is in Zazen, in this practice of meditation, that we really begin to see ourselves more clearly, to know ourselves more clearly. We begin to see in meditation practice our stuck places, those places where we become stuck. We begin to see our attachments and our clinging to what I want. We begin to see our delusional, dualistic thinking, and we begin to see where we get hooked and how we trap ourselves through that dualistic, delusional thinking and through those attachments and that clinging. It is in meditation that we begin to see this more clearly, to know ourselves more clearly. Zazen is often described as the mirror. This practice of Zazen is the mirror. It is the mirror that reflects our mind and the moment-to-moment reality of life just as they truly are. Zazen, this practice of meditation, is the mirror that reflects our mind and the moment-to-moment reality of this life just as it is. Impermanent, ever-changing, always flowing. and in more clearly seeing this moment-to-moment reality, we are better able to develop our skillfulness in discerning what is an appropriate response in facing the entirety of our human experience. Whether we're experiencing things that we find pleasant, whether we're experiencing challenges and things that we find difficult in our life. Our practice of Zazen helps us to develop or to nurture that skillfulness, that skillful discernment as to what is an appropriate response in each moment, facing each moment, facing the circumstances, the conditions, the causes in each moment as it arises. And we should be clear that that response, when we talk about an appropriate response in our lives, with whatever arises, that response is aspirational. We cannot always fully know if it is appropriate or correct. We cannot fully know whether our response is appropriate or correct, much as we might want to know. But in the koan, Yunmen's reply is not a correct response. Yunmen's reply is not a perfect response. Yunmen's reply is an appropriate response. What is most conducive? What is most beneficial? What is most needed? Our intention and our aspiration is to be as skillful, as beneficial, as appropriate as we can be in our response. It is meeting each moment. It is meeting each teaching.